I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies, so you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
We talked about playwright and theatrical producer Augustin Daly this week.
Yep.
One of the things we didn't talk a whole lot about was his brother, Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Joseph Francis is an interesting figure in the story because he was, in some instances, kind of a business partner of Augustin Daly. He went on to be a lawyer, and he wrote kind of what's considered one of the definitive biographies of Augustin Daly, although it did not publish in his lifetime. The manuscript was discovered, completed after he had passed, and so it didn't publish until 1917, which is kind of interesting. It makes sense to me that Augustin Daly was so very litigious when you consider that his brother was a lawyer and probably at the ready to handle any case
sure.
he wanted.
Yeah.
But something very interesting happened when Augustin Daly died, which is that in his will, he left that actor, Ada Rehan, who's I'm not confident on pronunciation there. He left her a fifth of his estate, and that will had been made in 1898, and it was because she had been with him for a long time. Like, he considered her part of his success. And his brother, Joseph, tried to get that will thrown out because he did not want it to go outside of the family.
Oh, okay.
And it turned into a big legal battle. Ada got her one-fifth of the estate, and so she had a part ownership in all of the existing Daly theaters, which the one in London actually went on for like 40 years under his name. And the others, I don't remember when they all closed down, but like, so she got a part of that business and that income, which is kind of interesting. But it seemed surprising to me that Joseph Francis was like, no, you can't have this. You're an actor. I'm his brother. I should get everything.
Yeah.
Joe, no.
There
is also, if you happen to get a copy or a reprint that's usually available through reprints of that book, it is also a product of its times.
Oh, sure.
Where there are some very casual references to things like slavery that are like very chill about the whole thing. When they're talking about their early family and how they were in Jamaica and how all of that worked, he tells a very interesting story. There's no way to verify it, that their grandmother, their English grandmother, was very much, it's a white savior story of her, where basically like people who were enslaved allegedly would come to her for help and she would advocate on their behalf. And according to him, always came out successful. And I'm like, really though?
Yeah.
But just know to take those sections with a grain of salt should you go looking at this biography. It is also a very long biography. It's like 650 pages long.
Yeah.
It took me a little while to pick through it. Tracy and I were discussing earlier how there are some episodes that are just, they're not difficult to write, but they're hard to write, if that makes sense. Like, they just, you have all of the material, but getting it condensed and into an outline becomes oddly difficult.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the case with this. And part of it was Joe's biography, which is so dense. And in the literary phrasing style of the time, which isn't always clear and direct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a reprint. So it's like basically a copy of a book that, like a photocopy that's been reprinted instead of retypeset. So it was like, there were moments where I was like, okay, it's late, but should I just throw this out and come back to it later? Because I'm losing my mind trying to suss all of this out. So if you're a big Augustine Daly fan and I left something out, I'm sorry. There's a lot. There is a lot. And it is covered in minute detail.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, that the story of his children dying is what we read about it is almost entirely what's in the book about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because it was such a painful family memory that they didn't want to discuss it very much, mm-hmm. or if it really was just kind of a case of like, well, that's done. It's a strange one.
Yeah. And it mostly made me think about like how devastating diphtheria was.
Mm-hmm. Which we have talked about on the show before,
yeah,
but like two children in 30 minutes is like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. I'm not a parent and I can't imagine it. So I'm sure parents just feel like the heart pang at that.
Right.
It's got to be rough.
Right.
And he does include the notes that Augustine wrote him, like basically he was sending a messenger with news,
mm-hmm.
and they're very brief, but like even in their brevity, they're incredibly melancholy.
Yeah.
Which is very, very sad. If you also go reading the plays of Augustine Daly to turn it around to a slightly more lighthearted note, when I say melodrama, I am not joking. Like, woo, that is some stilted language.
Yeah.
Woo. When I saw that there had been a production of Leah in 2017, my first thought was, those poor actors.
Yeah.
Like, just because it has to be a lot to pick through to find, like, the emotional thread that makes sense in the modern mind,
mm-hmm.
to the modern audience. So it's incredibly challenging to do melodrama. But he gave us the mustache-twirling villain over the railroad tracks.
Somehow that has reminded me of being, like, a theater kid and going to, you know, the regional theater conferences and stuff like that, and picking up the little catalogs where you could order scripts from, and there being a whole category that was melodrama.
Yeah.
I think that's probably where I first heard Augustine Daly's name, was like in catalogs to buy scripts of melodrama if you want to stage it.
Yeah, I'm almost certain it would have been the same for me, because I too was the theater. I was all up in that competitive theater biz. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof. Bring me my superior rating or bring me death. Like I felt ways about things.
Yeah.
And then I majored in it in college. So, you know.
Yeah. When I was in, you know, high school, middle and high school age, I had the whole dream of I was gonna go to New York and be an actor. And by the time I got to college, I understood that was not my greatest skill, which was not necessarily something I understood about myself in the many years of elementary, middle, and high school and living for being in the play.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. But if it was fun. Great.
It was fun. It was great. Fun.
Great. I just realized somewhere in college, like, when I started really auditioning for stuff professionally, I just realized, like, one, I did that thing where you get a job to survive. And I was like, oh, surviving is nice. And then I was like, I don't know that I have a thick enough skin to live this way long term. Like, I will succumb to all of my genetic predispositions for, like, addiction and misery.
Sure. Sure. I did not pursue theater at all when I was in college beyond. I was an orientation leader, and we had these skits that we did during orientation, and I was always in the orientation skits. But I did not do theater at all. I did major, though, in literature and writing, which were two other great passions of mine. So it was not like I gave up everything I was passionate about to go pursue something practical. I got a degree in English.
Yeah, that was my other, I was a double major, and then I had a dance minor, which was basically like, how can I put together an assemblage of things that make me look really unemployable?
Yeah.
Because English on its own would have been fine, but when you had the other two,
right,
there are some potential employers that are going to be like, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, Augustine Daly, thank you for this trip down memory lane.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm so glad I Googled why are roller coasters called Montagnes in France.
Yes.
Because that led to this whole thing.
Our listener and friend of the show, Greg, who has helped us set up some of our headcount stuff at live shows, had texted me about it like a while, years back at this point. It was like, is Catherine the Great really connected to roller coasters? You should do a show on that. And I was like, and I have never gotten to it. So I'm glad you finally did.
Yeah, we were talking about this because especially if one of us thinks that the other might have an interest in something that we're looking at researching, we'll kind of do a check in, make sure we're not about to accidentally show up to record with two of the same episode. And way back a long time ago, we were part of a website called How Stuff Works. And one of the, like, the classic How Stuff Works articles was How Roller Coasters Work, which had been then used as an example of, like, here's what we try to do with our articles a whole lot. And I think that had also led to you thinking that we had already covered it on the show.
I was confident we had already done a roller coaster episode.
Yeah,
confident. If you had put me on the stand in court, I would be like, yes, which is
absolutely
just further proof that memories are faulty.
They are. Also, like, we haven't acknowledged it. I mean, we've sort of mentioned it in passing, but, like, we didn't do anything special to mark the fact that we have been doing this show for 10 solid years as hosts. Like, the show is older, but, like, we just had our 10th year as hosts together. And that, like, we've each been doing an episode a week for that whole time. And it my brain doesn't retain all of it by any stretch. And sometimes we'll get emails from listeners about really old episodes, and I will be like, I don't.
I'm going to have to do a lot of refresh research.
This. Yeah. And then I'll go look and I'm like, I wrote that and didn't remember. So anyway.
All the time.
So yeah.
Roller coaster.
How do you feel about roller coasters, Holly?
I love them. I just had the most transcendental roller coaster experience of my life recently.
Yeah.
Yes. I had two lucky days in a row. I was in Disney World and I had been lucky enough to get invited by a Disney cast member to do the cast member preview of the new Tron roller coaster that's there, which is a duplicate of the one that's in Shanghai. And that was lovely and super fun and beautiful. But then the next day, finally, we're a little slow to get on this one. Brian and I got a virtual queue reservation for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
I had been slightly nervous about it because somebody had told me like, oh, well, it spins you and tips you sideways and stuff. And I was like, uh-oh, because I love roller coasters. But like you, as I get older, I can't tolerate them the way I always have. I need not have worried. It's incredibly smooth. It's the most beautiful feeling I have ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
It is like dancing in space. And to top it all off, it's a dark ride and they are playing very great nostalgic music. So like ours was, you get to get a different track. It shuffles up randomly. And like, so we're doing all of this beautiful dancing in a black space thing. It's kind of like if Space Mountain were like super high tech.
Mm-hmm.
While Tears for Fears sings Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And I cried like an infant the whole time. Like, it was just so oddly moving. And it was so moving that, like, later in the day, when I would think about it, I would burst into tears, like, anew, like, fresh. Uh-huh. Like, it was very, very an oddly moving experience. It wasn't like I felt sad or, I mean, it was joyous.
Sure.
But I couldn't even understand exactly how it was targeting my emotional response at that deep of a level. It was amazing. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
Want to do it every day of my life. Can't.
There was a quote that came up in the research for this, and I don't remember who said it, but they said something to the effect of, you don't need a degree in engineering to design a roller coaster. You need a degree in psychology. And I was like, I would argue both of those things would be great.
Well, you need the engineering degree to execute it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of writing about sort of what makes roller coasters thrilling. And that's what that was alluding to. Your description of that kind of makes me wonder. I have not been on a roller coaster. I've been on other rides, but I have not been on a roller coaster in many years. And part of the reason for that has been like being more prone to motion sickness as I've gotten older. But then also I just realized as you were talking, like a lot of the roller coasters that I have ridden are roller coasters, that might've been built before I was born.
Right.
And like the technology has evolved. Like one of the coasters that we mentioned was the Loch Ness Monster, which like I've ridden the Loch Ness Monster. There was a suspended coaster, because I think it was one of the ones that would swing that was also in Busch Gardens at that same time that was called the Big Bad Wolf, which is not there anymore. And that was like both of those had steel rails. So some of the other ones that I've ridden were wooden roller coasters, and wooden roller coasters by their nature are generally rougher to ride on.
They will knock you around. Yeah.
Yeah. And like that was part of why I was like, I don't think I need to do this anymore, because one of the reasons that I had been riding on them was that a lot of this was when I was in my teens.
Right.
And I didn't want my peers to think I was afraid of doing it, you know? And so I would do it, and I did not enjoy the being knocked around part. And I'm like, you know, what if it was something that's more like what Holly just described. I wonder how I would feel about that.
Yeah, that smoothness is a game changer for me. Because
I
love them. I also am not one of those people who loves the ones that like ratchet you up to a shocking height and then drop you. Like that's a little too much panic for me.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's like the physiological response of falling or if it's just like all of the adrenaline and acid tummy of panic on the way up that I don't know what happens after that. I'm just like, oh, I didn't have that much fun.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Over the last whatever, however many years of pandemic, there's just a part of me that's like, I don't think I need to be scared for fun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of would just rather not be scared. And there've been a couple of like movies that have come out that are really scary and people have talked about how incredibly good they are. And I'm like, that does sound incredibly good, but also I don't think I need to do that to myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some ways in which I like to engage with fear, but I know my limits. And I often have that anxiety before I get on a new roller coaster. But like I said, on this one, I need not have because it was pure joy. Tron is also super duper fun. And I mean, if you're into the Tron franchise,
mm-hmm.
listen, light cycles are great.
Okay.
So that's super fun. I remember so distinctly the first time I rode a roller coaster and I was just filled with wonder, which was like at a fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was only 7 and I was with my dad and he was like, is this something you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. What is it like? And he's like, well, yeah, we'll see. We'll do the kiddie coaster. And I was just like, sold. I was like,
yeah.
Yes. Throw me around. Let's do that forever. But I was 7 and I didn't know that I would lose my ability to be thrown around without discomfort.
Sure. Sure. When I was a child, we had a county fair every autumn and we always went as a family and we were not allowed to ride. Like we could ride the kiddie rides, but we were not allowed to ride the big roller coaster at the county fair because my mother was convinced that we would immediately be killed. she did not trust like the portable nature of any of those rides. And she
right.
was like, nope, not doing it.
You remind me that I wanted to mention, you know, we talked about how hard it is to get actual numbers on injuries and fatalities mm-hmm. on roller coasters. And one of the things that I think comes up that causes part of that problem, and I know this has been something that's reported several times, where it's like someone will ride a ride, it functions perfectly, there has not been any accident, nothing has gone wrong,
mm-hmm.
but they have either knowingly or unknowingly gotten on that ride like with a heart condition or some other health issue, and that has led to either an illness or, heaven forbid, a loss of life. And so I think that further makes it difficult to really assess those numbers for amusement parks.
Yeah. I originally was like, I should put in a part in here that's about the big disasters. And when I started looking at them, like, in earlier eras when there just wasn't a lot of safety equipment, or the safety equipment that there was like pretty rudimentary. Like, of course, people got hurt or killed on roller coasters a lot more. But then when it came to ones that were more recently, a lot of them, like there occasionally there would be one that was because of someone's negligence, or someone's, or some, you know, operator's lack of maintenance. But really often it just seemed like such a random accident, that I was like, I don't feel like reading about all of these random accidents, many of which were pretty tragic. Like, I don't feel like that's adding to this episode in a meaningful way.
I can tell you that I do want a Switchback Gravity Pleasure Railway shirt.
Okay.
Which also, I think, gets listed with those words in different order sometimes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like, I've seen it, Gravity Pleasure Switchback Railway.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're all there, I just want a shirt.
Yeah.
We need to design a fun shirt. A retro souvenir t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm still very curious about, like, some of the things that were authoritatively said about LaMarcus Thompson's reasons for making roller coasters. And I was just like, I started like trying to look for obituaries, like any kind of account where somebody might have said something personal about him. I was like, where are you getting this information about why he decided to do this? But there were places also that it was just like wrong. Like, there was one thing that I read that described one of the scenic railways that he had built as being devoted to pictures of Bible stories. But it's like, there are photos of that railway and they were not Bible stories. And I was just like, where is this information coming from? I don't know. Maybe he did have a Bible story railway that was a different one, but like, it was, that was not the one that was referenced there. So
yeah.
Oh, anyway, this is a pretty fun one to research in spite of just the baffling and frustrating number of total contradictions and things that were just straightforwardly stated in research. It was pretty fun to look at.
I love it. Now I want to go ride a roller coaster.
Okay.
I don't think I get to for another month and a half.
Yeah. I think a lot of the places that you go operate year round, a lot of the places that are closer to me are like seasonal in there, and they have not opened for the season yet. So,
which is when I stop going.
Right. Totally, like, makes sense.
Nope, not visiting then. That's when it's super busy.
This is absolutely unrelated to anything, but the last time that I went to Disney as an adult was when we were in Orlando for Podcast Movement.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to stay through the weekend. I'm going to go to Disney, have myself a little trip. And then I just, like, I forgot what summer was. The first like Friday and Saturday that I was there, it worked out okay. But on Sunday, it was so hot and so crowded that I was just like, this was not how I should have planned my life. Yeah. So anyway, you know, maybe you're going to go to an amusement park this weekend. Maybe you're working at an amusement park this weekend. If you're not having any amusement parks, I hope that's going okay too. We'll be back with a Saturday classic tomorrow and something brand new on Monday. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code iHeart at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.